From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the O'Donnell Park Parking Structure Improvements Project. Refer to the Committees on Transportation, Public Works and Transit, Parks, Energy and Environment, and Finance and Audit. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Do anybody have any comments or questions on this one? Are you sure?
Well, do we want to hear from...
This is the same we had committed. Go ahead.
Just for a brief...
Mr. High, they would like to have a very brief presentation. You have approximately about 20 minutes.
20 seconds. Mr. Chair, this is the second status report on the parking, on O'Donnell Park parking structure improvements. I'll just highlight the status of the various components of the work. There are three components. The facade restoration component involves removal of the existing precast panels and then replacement of those with either a cementitious covering over what's left after you take the panels off. That's being bid as a base bid. And there is an alternative bid that includes metal panels, as we discussed with the committee of the whole. We have the precast panel removal is ongoing. It started yesterday, actual work on the site. The facade replacement or restoration is out for bids right now. We anticipate a bid opening next Wednesday on the 9th with a notice to proceed to that whoever the successful contractor is on the 16th of March. The other component is the internal repair component, and that is also out for bids at this time. Schedule there is that we would have a construction start on March 21st with a completion on that internal repair component on June 3rd. Ultimately, all the work will be done before July 1st. I could touch on just the DBE participation and residency goal requirements for the facade restoration component. We have a goal of 25% DBE participation. And then there's a residency goal of 50% on that construction portion of the contract. On the internal repair component, there's a 10% DBE goal participation. That's a 25% DBE participation goal on the construction work on the interior. The residency goal on that interior work was waived for the construction contract. Due to the repair efforts requiring specialized contractors certified by the material manufacturer as qualified installers.
Did Ms. Webb sign off on that? Ms. Webb?
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
With that, I take any questions.
Any comments or questions? Thank you, Mr. High. Item